Today, Shiz Masechta Temura Daf Ches, we will begin on Daf Zayin on the base, right at the Gemara, after the Mishnah. Tanan Hossam. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Bechairis. Bechar, Maichonai Soi Tam Chai. One Kayin could sell to another Kayin a Bechar while it's, even though it's a Tam, it's a healthy animal Chai, while it's alive. And what will happen is, that he sells it to the other Kayin, and the second Kayin will be the one that brings it on the Mizbeach and treats it as a carbon, as we're going to learn. Ubal Chai Malmum, and if the Bechor is a Balmum, it may be sold Chai or Shochet, whether it's alive or it's a dead. Why may you not sell a Tam when it's Shochet? Because clearly the Mishnah is teaching us, we've discussed this many times, that a Bechor that was already brought on the Mizbeach may, and now you have the meat, it may not be sold. Why not? So Rashi says because it's Bezayin Kachim. This is Kachim meat. And to sell Kachim meat is disrespectful. The Brisker Rav says if we look at the Gemara Masechet Bechairis, it's not theirs to sell. Because when Kohanim get slaughtered meat, it's not theirs, it's Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. And they're now allowed to sell something that doesn't belong to them. And he goes on to say that there isn't necessarily a dispute. The Bezayin Kachim, the Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu could travel together. And furthermore, when it's about, when you sell it, when it's a Balmum, the Loch is, Mekachim by Isha, the Kohen could use it for Kesef Kedushin. Because it's considered his private property that he could use as money for Kesef Kedushim. The Rishonim point out that it's obvious that this Mishnah is following the opinion that Kachim Kalim Amom and Balim. Because we have a Machlokes, we'll discuss it. If Kachim Kalim Amom and Balim Amom and Gavaya, if it were Amom and Gavaya, you can never use it to be Mekadosh Anisha. There's a question from the Ktsais. The Ktsais asks that we know that Kachim are also Bahano. And we know that something that's also Bahanoah cannot be used to be Mekadosh HaSanisha. So how does the Mishnah say we can use it to Mekadosh HaSanisha? The Ktsais says, without much explanation, that there are different degrees of Isser Hanoah. Isser Hanoah that we're used to, when we speak about Isser Hanoah, is Bas V'Cholov, Klayim. Indeed, they can't be used to Mekadosh HaSanisha. Kachim is a different type of Isser Hanoah. So it's all from a Baruch Ber, in the Birka Shmuel. Essentially, I think Rav Shimon Shkop says the same vart. It says, what does Issa Hanoah in the traditional sense mean? Bas B'Cholof is something the Torah wants us to stay away from. And since it's something that particularly, lack of better word, repulsive in the Torah's eyes, so the Torah said you can't even have Hanoah from it. So that Issa Hanoah emanates from staying away from it. And therefore, of course, it's something that we have to completely be separated from. And we can't use the Kaddish as Anisha. On the other hand, Kachim that also Banor doesn't emanate from the Torah saying that stay away from it. It's from the contrary. It's the Kedusha that gives it a certain level. And therefore, it's treated differently. It says Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Avua, Loi Shana Muzmanazer. That Mishnah speaking about Zmanazer. Hoil Isle Lekoyin Zechiyah Begavei. That's when the halacha is that a bechor, which is a tam, can be sold from one coin to another coin. Abu Zman Shabbos Midrash Kain, says Reb Nachman, keeping the tam like krovah the koi, what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to bring it on the mizbeach as a carbon. Ein machon say tam chai. So Reb Nachman, and Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to spend a big part of our shir, if not the entire shir, discussing Reb Nachman's opinion, says a very bechiddish. The Bezman Shabbos Midrash Chayukayim, a Tam Chai can't be sold from one coin to another coin, because it's not his. And the Brisker Rav explains, because if we think about it, if it's a healthy Tam, what's the difference if Bezman Shabbos Midrash is standing or it's not standing? So he goes back to a concept that we mentioned a moment ago, the concept of Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu. When it's standing, when the Beis Hamikdash is standing and it's being brought as a carbon, so it's not ours. It's the Shulchan Gavaya, it's Hashem's. If there's no Beis Hamikdash, so there's no Shulchan Gavaya, it may be sold. And as I said, now the Gemara is going to begin Be'ezer Hashem, with a series of questions on Rav Nachman's opinion. Eisei Rav Rav Nachman. It says in a Mishnah, in a Braisa, Meichon Eisei Tamim Chai, that the Bechor can be sold when it's alive, Chai in Shechot Loi, only when it's alive, not when it's slaughtered. Now let's understand it. Amos, in what period, in what era is this Mishnah speaking? Ilam Bizmanazah, Mika Tam Shechot. Is there any slaughter time? There's no Beis Middash. There can't be a slaughtered carbon b'char. El Pshita, that the Brisa is speaking about Bezman Shah Beis Middash Kayim. Viktani, and what does the Brisa say? We could sell it when it's still alive and healthy. Just the opposite of what Rav Nachman said. It says the Gemara, Loi. The Brisa is speaking about Bezman Hazeh. It's speaking Bezman Hazeh. Mi Tani, does But says the Gemara, our diak was an incorrect diak. Because what was our diak? That you could sell it when it's alive, but you can't sell it slaughtered. And we automatically asked, now we, the Gemara, there's no slaughtered animals nowadays. That's not the diak. Miktani Machre said Tam Chai in Shachat Loi. That's not the diak. The diak is Hagufas Lashminin. Rav Nachman says just the opposite. This Brisa supports my opinion. The Bizman Hazeh, even nowadays, we could sell it. And the Braisa is saying that you could sell it when the Beis Hamikdash, that you could sell it Tam Chai even when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. But when that's when you could sell it Tam Chai versus when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, you can't sell it Tam Chai because of Nachman's point that it's not yours to sell. Eisvei. As the Gemara, it says, "V'char nemaloi sifta." The Torah says by v'char that you're not allowed to be poided. V'nimkahu. So the Mishnah says you can't be poided, you can't redeem it, but you could sell it. Ask the Gemara. V'mayiskinen. Again, this is a question of Nachman. Ilam b'zmanazeh. If we're going to say that that pasuk speaking b'zmanazeh when there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no mizbeach. Ema sefer. Let's continue learning that pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'zdamim tizrak al mizbeach." Now the question is, "B'zman hazeh miyikab mizbeach?" That pasuk can't be speaking about a time where there's no mizbeach. Ella, how must we explain that pasuk? That the pasuk is referring to a time, "B'zman shebeisim midashkayim." Now the question is, "B'may?" Ilayim b'bamum. If we're going to say that it's talking about a bamum, aim a seifa. The seifa, the end of the pasuk that we just learned. "V'zdamim tizrak al mizbeach." "V'schelbam tachter." If it's about mum, you couldn't be brooding under the mizbeach. El laf, what is the pasuk talking? What is the brisa speaking about? Betam, betam that the Beis Hamikdash kayim. Because if it's about mum, the pasuk doesn't work. If it's bezman hazeh, the pasuk doesn't work, and the brisa began loy sifta v'nimka. So we see that the brisa is teaching us that bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, you were allowed to sell a tam chai. Rav Nachman said you weren't. So Tosfos asks, the Gemara could have asked a different question. How can we say that the pasuk speaking about a tam, we're not allowed to be poida tam? We know that any animal that's healthy, you're not allowed to be poida. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked that question as well. The Gemara asked a different question. That's Tosfos' approach. But I saw other mefarshim give different answers. One answer, a very nice answer, connected to the sugya that we just learned. The Rava said, the Torah said not to do it, it doesn't work if you try to do it. So the chiddush is that the pigeon is not going to be a pigeon, because but you'll still get malchus. Another teretz is a very nice teretz. The Myrtle Ghazi says this teretz. He says, we all say every day that petach hamor tifta b'seh. So we see that Bechor has its own unique rule, that normally pidyon is not an option, but by Bechor we see that pidyon becomes an option. So we would think that even though a healthy animal normally cannot be nifta, here maybe it can be nifta, because we see a petach hamor could be nifta. That's why the Torah could be speaking about a healthy animal and still need to tell us leisifta. But now we still have a question. By process of elimination, we've come up that pasuk and that brisa is speaking about a tam chai b'zman shebeis hamikdash shayikayim, and yet it says nimkar. Answers the Gemara, media area. The basis of all our questions was that the Reish and the Sefer have to be speaking about the same situation. So that's not necessarily true. Reish of Baal Mum. The Reish is speaking about a Baal Mum. The Sefer is talking about a Tam. And that's why the Sefer indeed tells us that you should bring it on the Mizbeach. The Reish is talking about a Baal Mum. That even Rav Nachman agrees he could sell. He could use Lakadosh Sanisha. But the Tam will indeed be not permitted to be sold as Banshe Beis Min Shayikai. Masr Mishashi, so he asks a different question. Kahanish Nesvad of Vlad of Vlad Shivchasa. You have a Kahanis who has a baby boy, and she has a Shivcha Kananis who has a baby boy, and these two children get mixed up. We don't know whom is whom. So says the Braisa, Igdilu Ataruyos, when these two children become adults. So first the Mishachron says that they have to free each other. And Rishonim say not only should they must. Similar to the concept of the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mechayrim, that we've learned numerous times, they must for each other, because otherwise they're in limbo. One, we don't know who's the Kohen and who's the Eved. V'shneim Oichlam Truma, both may eat Truma, because Manav Shach, if he's a Kohen, he eats Truma, and if he's an Eved of a Kohen, he eats Truma. V'cholken Chelek Echer El Goyen. However, the halacha is that even though an Eved Knani of a Kohen may eat Truma, what that means is, he can't go to the warehouse and collect truma, because people will make the mistake that he may really be a kohen. So the only time we give them truma is that they're both together. B'chayrin, and now it comes to what's relevant to us. Yirashi Yistavu, if they have a b'char, so let's think about it. If it's the b'char of the Eved, so it's like any other b'char. If it's the b'char of the kohen, so he gets to keep it. The kohen who has a b'char, we spoke many times in the Masechta B'charis, keeps it. So what should you do? Yerchi Yistavu, wait till it becomes a Bamum, and then V'yoichlu B'mumen, and then you'll eat it. So the Rishayim and Achrayim ask a Gevaldig Akasha. Very nice discussion. Here we're saying that we leave this animal, and we wait for it to be a Bamum. But we know that when you have to bring a carbon, there's a din about Ta'achar, that you have to bring it within three regalim. So how could you wait? Who says it's going to become a Bamum within three regalim? Maybe it'll take longer. We have a problem about ta'achar. So some Rishonim say, of course, if it'll take more than three regalim, you'll have to bring it. You have no option. Others say that when was there a din about ta'achar said? Only by b'char vadai, not by b'char taruvis. Another pshat that I saw is that when is there a din about ta'achar? Let's think about this. When I pledge a carbon, I magdish an animal, I have three regalim to bring the carbon. But let's say, in this case, it's not that they were magdashit. They yashin it from the father. We just don't know who's the real father. Then there's no din about ta'achar. Another pshat that I saw, and we discussed this when we went to Masechta B'chayris, is normally by a carbon, as I said a moment ago, if I'm magdash an animal, so I have a din about ta'achar. B'char is different than every other animal. B'char, the kohen has about ta'achar, not the owner. Another teretz is that the halacha is that Klal Yisrael are the ones that have to be oiler regal. And since they have to be oiler regal, they have three regalim by when to bring their karbonos. Here, since one of these individuals is a kohen, and one of them is not a kohen, there's no chiv alil regal. If there's no chiv alil regal, there's no din about ta'achar either. Along the same lines, there's only a din about ta'achar when they're going to be able to eat the carbon. Here, if it's a tam, we don't know who's the kohen. And only Kohanim can eat a tam. So since we don't know who's going to get to eat from this animal, there's no bal ta'achar. So now we get back to Ausug. Ma'iskin, what is this Bryce speaking about? Ilay b'zmanazeh, if we're speaking b'zmanazeh, ma'ishna didon ma'ishna didu. What's the halacha? We discussed many times. If somebody has a b'char born, he has to wait till it becomes a bamum. So what's unique about this situation? The don nami munim binim, we have to wait for it to become a bamum. Elav, we have to be saying that Bryce is speaking about Bizman Shabbat and Medishkai. So let's drill down further. Yeah, Bishlam is little coin Zachir Begavei, that a coin is considered the owner of the Bechor Shaper. So now we don't know who the coin is. And since we don't know who the coin is, we just leave it till it becomes a Balmum. Eli Amrit Leslay, if we don't know, if we say that it doesn't become the coins, because if it's a Tam, Bizman Shabbat and Medishkai, Rav Nachman began our shiur today that it belongs to Hegdish. So Laisa Gizba V'lishkala. Let the Gizbar take it. It doesn't belong to us that we should hold on to it. Answer the Gemara, Loyalim Bezman Azeh. That we are speaking Bezman Azeh. Or the Kakashlach, we asked, if it's Bezman Azeh, so then what's unique about this situation? Mashna the Don, Mashna the Tu, all Bechairis must be left to become a Bechar, to become Balmum. Anan, Yavina Lel Kun, Koim Bimamayu. When we have an animal, so yes, a Bechar, we wait to become Balmum. But what do we do with it? We give it to the Koim when it's a Balmum. We don't keep it for ourselves. These individuals, Kim and the Ikuba mixes Koim, since one of them is a Koim, we just don't know who, Mafkalel Kohanim, it should be given to the, we can't, the Kohanim cannot take it, because I'm Mitzvah Mechaveri Oliver Raya, when the Koim comes to take it, prove that I'm not a Koim. Say each one of these mixed up children. And that's why, that's the difference between us, the Yisraelim, and them. So the Rishonim have a machlokes. A bechar that's a tam, that's slaughtered. Who gets to eat from it? Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid says only Zichrei Kuhuna. The Rambam says all of the family. So ask all the Mefarshim, isn't our Gemara Raya to the Ravid? Because the Gemara is saying that we have these two individuals. We don't know who's the Kohen and who's not. One is a Kohen and one is his Eved. So if one is a Kohen and one is his Eved, so we can't bring the Bechar because we don't know who the Kohen is. So ask them, what's the problem? Shecht it and give it to them. One will eat it because he's a Kohen and one will eat it because he's Eved Kohen. It must be that the Ravid is right, that Eved Kohen can eat it, and that's why that's not an option. Grosvart. Others say, so what is the Rambam going to do with this Gemara? So two pshatim, you have to aim for a Rambam. One pshat is that our Gemara is speaking already when they freed each other, which is not posh pshat in the Gemara, because it seems that they're still in that status. So since he freed, he's not an Eved Kohen anymore, so even according to the Rambam, he may not eat a Bechor that was slaughtered as a tam. But then I saw a very lumd shateret from the Brisker Rav. A Bechor is an exception to everything we've learned. We always learned that what happens with kachim, with hegdish animals, they're mishmayrus. And every week's mishmer gets the animals, and the kohen can't say, I want to get this week's karbonus if it's not his mishmer. A Bechor is an exception to the rule. Because I, the owner of the Bechor, have a right to choose whomever, whichever kohen I want. When was that then said? That thing was only said when the Kohen could say definitively, I am a Kohen. But if he can't say definitively he's a Kohen, our situation, because we don't know if he's the Kohen or he's the Eved Kohen, then the fact that he got the Bechor doesn't give him that superior position. And therefore it belongs to the Mishmer and not to him. And even if the Rambam says that the Eved could eat it, the Kohen eats it, the Eved eats it, that here they don't have that option. It doesn't go to them, it goes to the Mishmer. Loshen Acher, a different version of this discussion. Bizman Azer, if we're going to say that this case of the mixed up children, Bizman Azer, my area Bechairis, Dalain Tzvekis, while we focus on the Bechairis, I feel the dog Nami Yeru, all animals, all Bechairis are left to become Balmum. El Pshita, though we have to say that Bryce is speaking about Zman Shabes Menishkayim. Vib Balmum, if it's talking about Mum, Yerach Yustavu, we have to wait till they become a Balmum. How could the Brisa say we wait till they become Balmum if we're saying they're ready Balimum? Homosavim v'kiyamim. El Pshita, it's talking about Tamim. And it's still saying that the Tam may not be sold. We have to wait. Says the Gemara, it's not a Kasha. Loyalim Bezman Azeh. I, my Kashaloch, you asked if it's Bezman Azeh, so what's unique about their animals? Even our animals are also left to become Balmum. I feel the Doron Nami Yiru. Says the Gemara, by our animals, loy metzina matchus loy lekoyin, the loy iskan sofikuna. Yes, if we have an animal born to us, bezman azeh, that we don't have a base of midrash, we have to wait for it to become balmum. But we can't hold on to it. It's not ours, because we're not kahanim. Here, hani's fake is, since we have here sofikuna, matchus lekoyin kol chad v'chad, when a koyin comes to take it from them, amalei lekoyin, they tell the Kohen, each one of these individuals, that no Kohen, but no Kohen, I'm a Kohen, and therefore, Hamotzim Chaver Ol Baraya, you have no claim to it. The Torah Kedosha says, again, another question of Nachman's opinion, that Bezman Shebeis Minash HaYukayim, a Kohen is not considered the owner of a Bechor Tam. We know that Torah Kedosha speaks about Ir HaNidachas. And the halacha of Ir HaNidachas is that everything in the city has to be destroyed. So the Mishnah begins, Behemta, Prat Behemes Becharim Maisa Shabo. That the animals that are Becharim Maisa are not destroyed with everything else in the town. Shlolo, Prat Bekesem Maisa Sheni Shabo. Which means if there's Maisa Sheni money, you had Maisa Sheni produce, you redeemed it, you can't, that money doesn't get destroyed. And again, as I said earlier in this year, obviously this is going according to Manda Omer, that this is Mom and Balam. Because if it's Mom and Gavoya, obviously there's no rule, it's not considered their property. Ask them, Maiskinen, what is the Bryce speaking about? Ilayma Bismanazer, it was speaking Bismanazer, Miki Irnadachas. Is there Irnidachas nowadays? For Tanan, have we not learned the Masechta Sanhedrin? Ein oisim Irnidachas, el bezn shishim vechot. And there's no bezn shishim vechot. So ask the Briskerov, why do we have to say that the problem is that there's no bezdin? We could say that we don't murder people nowadays. So Briskerov says, if that was the entire issue, we could say indeed we don't kill the people, but maybe the property of the city should be burnt. But now that we're quoting that the Mishnah says, without a Sanhedrin, there's nothing, so there's no discussion of Ir Nidachas. El Pshita, we must say that that Mishnah is referring to a situation, a time, Beis Midrash Kayim, B'mai. In name of Balmum, if we say this is a Bechor Balmum, a Mais Balmum, Haina Behemta. That's his animal. And of course, it should be destroyed. El Pshita, it's talking about a tam, a healthy Bechor. So not a Gemara goes. Yeah, Bishlam Islay Zachir Begavei. If we're going to say that even the Tam Bechor is considered the property of the Kayin, and that's why we started the Shir, that one Kayin could sell to another Kayin, that's why we could say that it's considered the property of the Kayin, and we therefore would think that the Halachas of Ir Nidachas, so that's why we have to say, do or don't the Halachas of Ir Nidachas apply. Eli Amrit Leslay, but if we're going to say that he has no ownership in it, as Rav Nachman said, so why do we have to have a special limit? Lamal ibn Bechema, why do we have to have a special limit? Typically, we should know that it's not subject to the halachas of Ir Nidachas, because Mishlolo, Mishlolo, Shmal Shemayim. According to Rav Nachman, we shouldn't have to have a special limit. It obviously doesn't belong to the Kohen, it belongs to the Shulchan Gevaya. Answers the Gemara Olam B'Balmum. It is talking about a Balmum. Ah, you ask the Kash Lachayna Behemta. If it's a Balmum, it should be considered the property of the Kohen. If it's a Meiser Balmum, it should be considered the property of the Yisrael. Why isn't it subject to the halachas of Inudakas? Because there's another halacha. Misha Nechav Taras Behemta, only meat that could be eaten in the regular fashion that meat is eaten has this halacha. Yotze Bechor Meisa, Shein Bechlal Behemta. Bechor Meisa, even when it's a Balmum, is not considered regular meat. Why? The Tanan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechet Bechairis, Kop Sulem Megdashim, Kachim meat that got disqualified, that I'm redeeming, Nemkarim Batlis, you could sell in the meat market, Neshkalim Belitra, and you could sell it by regular weight. Chutz, Mene Bechor Meisa, Bechor Meisa that are Balimum, Shanosin Lebalim. Just to focus on this din, it's a din that we learned many times. Kachim meat that got disqualified, that we redeem. Who's going to get the proceeds? Hegdish. So how do we want Hegdish to get the most they could get? So you sell it on the meat market. That's where you're going to get your best price. You sell it on the weight to make sure that you get the full price. Bechor meat, that's balmum, that you sell because everybody could eat it. Who's going to get the proceeds? The kohen. We're not so worried about the kohen. So out of respect to the bechor meat and to the maisa meat, don't sell it on the meat market. Don't weigh it. So we see it still has a vestige of Kedusha. And since it has that vestige of Kedusha, that's why the halachos of Ir Nidachas don't apply to it. But that price is speaking about Balmum meat, not Tam meat. Interesting point that the Rishonim say. This halacha that we learned that a Bechor that's a Balmum cannot be sold. The meat market can't be weighed. It's not a new halacha. We've discussed many times. But from here we see that that's a Dimmah D'Oraisa. Because we're saying that that's the whole reason the Torah says that the din of Ir Nidachas doesn't apply to it. If this wasn't a din d'oraisa, we wouldn't be able to understand that Rasha. We've discussed many times Shavuos HaBikadon. Shavuos HaBikadon means that if I leave something by you, and then I come to you and say, give me back my item, and you swear falsely that you don't, and then you admit, you have to bring a carbon. But the halacha is, that's only if I leave my own item by you. If I leave by you kachim, the pasuk says, bereihu, when it's only between us. If I leave by you, let's say I designate an animal as a carbon, and then I leave it by you as a bikadon, and then this whole story happens, you falsely deny, all of these dinim don't apply. So the Braisa says, that if I left by you kachim kalam, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means, the din of Shavuos HaBikadon applies. Says the Gemara, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Galili, says the Gemara, Benazai Oimer, the Rabbi Shlomim. And as we'll see, Benazai is coming to explain Rabbi Yosef Galili's opinion, that by kachim kalam, the din of Shavuos HaBikadon applies. What does kachim kalam mean? Karban Shlomim. Abbi Yosef ben Stoimer, he didn't speak about Shlomi, he spoke about Bechor. Now, let's drill down. The Maya Skinen. Exactly what is the circumstances of this Braisa? Ilam Bezmanazeh, it was speaking about Bezmanazeh, can't be. Because the Braisa speaks about Bechor, the Braisa speaks about Shlomim. There's no Shlomim nowadays. Domi the Shlomim Ketanim. There's no common Shlomim, unfortunately, nowadays. Elop Shita, what is this Braisa speaking about? Bezban Shabes Mishkayim. Now let's go a step further. If we're talking about a Bechor that's a Balmum, Hadomi de Shlomim Ketanim. A Shlomim that's a Balmum is not a Shlomim. Ela B'tam. And what are we saying? That the Tam, the Bechor Tam, is considered the property of the Kohen, and therefore since it's considered the property of the Kohen, it's not considered like Kachim, and the Din of Shavuos HaBikadon applies. So isn't that a Raya, V'shmam no Isla Kohen Zechiyah B'gavei, unlike what Rav Nachman said? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Loy. Loy L'Batam. It is talking about a healthy animal. If it's a healthy animal, so according to Rav Nachman, why is it considered the property of the Kohen? Answers the Gemara, B'chor B'chutz Laretz. We're talking about a Bechor that was born in Chutz Laretz, and our Mishnah is following, and that Bryce is following the opinion of Shimon, that we learned, and will learn, in Bar Tamimim Yikrevu, that an animal, a Bechor that's born in Chutz Laretz, even if it's Baruch Hashem healthy, you should let L'chatchila bring to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash. Let it become a Balmum. And therefore, not a Mishnah's Geshmak. Since it's, yes, it's a Tam. And yes, Reb Nachman says that normally a Tam is not the property of the Kohen. You know where? In Eretz Yisrael. But this Mishnah is talking about Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, it is the property of the Kohen, because it's not going to be, L'chatchila, it should not be brought as a carbon, l'chatchila should be left in chutz laretz and become balmum. So Tosfos asks, if that's the way we're explaining, so we could even go on a step further. Why don't we say it's going according to Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that not only l'chatchila should you not bring a bechor from chutz laretz, but even b'di'evit. So we could even say even a geshmak or a teretz. Answers Tosfos, then we would have a problem. Because we're comparing it to shlomim. So according to Reb Shimon, we could understand the comparison of a Bechor, even a Chutz Laretz to Shlomim. Because theoretically, there is a circumstance that could be brought as a carbon. If you didn't follow Reb Shimon's instructions, and you brought it to Eretz Yisrael. But according to Reb Akiva, even if you brought it to Eretz Yisrael, healthy, you can't bring it as a carbon. So again, we come back to the Kasha that the Gemara asked in Amud Aleph, that we're comparing this Bechor to Shlomim, but they're totally dissimilar. A Shlomim goes, a Bechor doesn't. So that's why we say it's Reb Shimon's opinion, not Reb Akiva's opinion. Meisvei, another questioner of Nachman. Amaloi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mali, our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Mali, name of Achatis V'Oshom, Achatis V'Oshin, we said, the Kohen can't do a Temura, Sherei Ein Zochem Bar B'Chayeyim, because the Kohen only gets the Achatis V'Oshom meat after the animal is slaughtered. Mishulchan Gavoy Kazacho. Time of Bechor, Shazachem B'Chayev. But Bechor, they get while they're alive. And therefore, we can make a strong argument, said Rabbi Yochanan, that even though a Kohen can't do a Temura and a Oshem and a Chatos, he should be able to do it a Bechor. Now, let's understand it. B'maya Skinen. What type of Bechor is Amishta talking about? Ilem B'Balmum. If we're going to say that Amishta is speaking about Mum, Hadumi the Chatos for Oshem. It's being compared to Chatos for Oshem. A Chatos for Oshem can't be a Balmum. A Chatos for Oshem, if it's Balmum, is disqualified. Elav, what type of Bechar are we speaking about? Tam. And what were the words of the Mishnah? Zochem bai Bechayov. It becomes the property of the Kohen. Unlike Rav Nachman, who says that the property of a Bechar, that the Bechar never becomes the Kohen's property when it's a Tam Chai Bezbat Shebeis HaMidosh Kayim. Am Ravina. Says Ravina, the same Teretz. Our Mishnah isn't talking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't become the Kohen's property. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no question that the Kohen can never do Temura. It's not his. It's God's. Our Mishnah is speaking about Bechar B'chutz La'aretz. Rav Shimon, and it's again following the opinion of Shimon, Domen Batumim Yekruvu, that if the animal is healthy, you can bring it as a carbon, but you ought not to. And therefore, even Rav Nachman will agree that according to Rav Shimon, a Bechar in Chutz La'aretz, even when it's healthy, is Mamon Balim, is considered the Kayans, and that's why the Mishnah wanted to make an argument that it should indeed belong to the Kayan, that he should be able to do it tomorrow. So, we've asked Baruch Hashem, now the Gemara has asked many questions on Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was able to defend himself. So suggest the Gemara, Lamek Tanai. Maybe this issue that Rav Nachman has raised, that a Bechor Tam, the Zman Shebeis HaMidosh Kayim, is it or is it not considered the property of a Kayin, is actually Machloikus Tanon. It said in our Mishnah, Bechor Bebeis HaBalim, as long as the owner is still holding on to the Bechor, we learned Eisim Tamurim. Bebeis HaKayin, but when it's in the Kayin's home, the Kohen can't make a Temura. Hashem v'lozomer, kivin shabali yad Kohen, ain oisa Temura. So when we read these words, we have an automatic difficulty. Hanu Tanakama. What's nafkamina between Hashem v'lozomer and Tanakama? They're both saying that a Kohen can't make a Bechor into a Temura. So what's their argument? My love, hachi Kohen. Maybe this is what the Mishnah is saying. The base Kohen oisa Temura, that only the Kohen to make a Temura, then Balois a Temura. Why? Because it's obvious that the Tanakhama is of the opinion, the Rav Shimon Belos is of the opinion, is Lekoin, Zechir Begavei. So what is the Machloek of the Tanakhama of Rav Shimon Belos? Exactly our question. Does the Koyin have the ability to make a Temura once he gets the Bechor? The Mandarma that says that he does is obviously of the opinion that the Kohen has ownership, unlike Rav Nachman. The man Dama who says he can't, holds like Rav Nachman, that the Kohen doesn't have ownership in a Bechor Tam. So isn't that the Machloikas of Tanakhama of Shimon ben Lozer, which will turn out that Rav Nachman's point is actually the subject of a Machloikas Tanum? It says, Gemara Lekasha, Harab Yochanan, Menuri, Harab Akiva. The way to reconcile them is not to say that the machloikis is the machloikis over Rav Nachman's point. Rather, the machloikis is the machloikis that we learned in our Mishnah yesterday between Rav Yochanan Nuri and Rav Akiva. Where Rav Yochanan Nuri in our Mishnah said that you can make a Temura in a Kohen can make a Temura. Rav Akiva said you can't, and that's going to be the mirror of that machloikis. But it has nothing to do with Rav Nachman's point. Amar Rav Chisda, Loi Shanu, Loi El Koyin L'Koyin. The Mandarma that disagrees with Rav Nachman, as we began our shiur today, and said that a Bechor Tam, you can sell, is only from one coin to another coin. Av a Koyin L'Yisrael, a Koyin cannot sell a Bechor Tam to a Yisrael. My Tama, why not? Says the Gemara, because we need to be concerned. Demaz Yisrael, v'shadei b'muma. Maybe Yisrael is going to make the animal into balmum. Because we know that if it's a balmum, he could eat it. If it's not a balmum, he can't eat it. So, in order to be able to eat it, he just bought it. He wants to eat it. He'll make a balmum. And then he'll take it to the chacham. Umamti l'chacham. Then he'll take it to the chacham. V'amaloi. And he'll tell the chacham, I didn't make it into balmum. Because then nosim l'kayim b'muma. I got it as a balmum. I didn't make it a balmum. So the Rishonim ask, when we learned Masechta Bechayis, we learned that only Kahanim are Nechshad, are accused to make a Bechor Balmum, not Yisraelim. So why over here are we accusing of Yisraelim. So Rosh Hashanah says simple teretz. There we're speaking about when the Yisrael has a Bechor born by him. So people are very careful. Yisraelim were very careful to give their Bechorim to Kahanim. And he has no reason if he's giving it away to make a mum. He's giving it away anyway. Here it's just the opposite. He bought it. He spent money for it. And if it's going to be a tam, what is he going to have to do? He's going to have to give it to another Kayan, and he'll have nothing from it. That's why we're concerned that he makes it into Balmum. Ask the Gemara, but what are we saying? That the Yisrael will buy it healthy, make it into Balmum, and then bring it to the Chacham and say, I didn't make it into Balmum, I got it as Balmum. So the Gemara, could such a situation ever happen? Will the Chacham allow that to happen? Rav, Yisrael. If a Yisrael comes with a Bechor, Elm Ken Kain Imai. So what's this Yisrael saying? I bought it from the coin as a Balmum. You have to have the coin standing there, and he's going to say it's not true. Amar Afuna B'Rei De Yeshua, Hanin Tam the Yisrael Aser. Why may Yisrael not buy the Bechor from a coin? For a whole different reason. Nam Menei Shenirka Kain HaMessayu Beis Agroinus. A whole new concern. We've learned this concept numerous times. That a coin can't do anything to participate, that he should get the Truma. That's why the most common halacha is that we've learned and will learn still in the coming dafim, the concept of Toivus Hanor. Toivus Hanor means that I could choose which truma, which coin to give my truma. But if the halacha is a coin can't come to me and say, I'll give you a few dollars, choose me. A Yisrael could come to me and say, I have a son-in-law, a grandson, a nephew, a kayin, give it to him. Because the concept of coin is Sayyid Bevei Sagronis. So here too, if Yisrael buys, says the Gemara, the Bechor from the Kayan, what need we be concerned? What we need to be concerned is that the Kayan is going to give it to him cheap. Why? Because he says, I want this Yisrael to like me, so tomorrow he's going to have a Bechor born, and he's going to have to choose a Kayan, he's going to choose me. That's why Chazal said, the Kayan shouldn't sell to Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mazutra ikla beirei Rashi. Mazutra came to Rashi's home. Amalei litta mar midi. Eat something. Aisla kamei bisra. So they brought him some meat. Amalei lecha mar, the mivri. Eat this meat, it's good for you. Mishum de bachruhu. Because it's the firstborn animal. Interesting. Mefarshim asked that we know throughout Shlas, the Gemara always says that the thirdborn animal is the healthiest. And here we see that's the firstborn animal that's healthiest. So they want to say a very interesting pshat. The thirdborn animal is the best when you see it's a healthy animal. A firstborn animal, even if it doesn't look healthy, is still the best because it's a bukhra. So he said, Menolachaha, how do you have bukhar meat? Omle de zavale blanik kain. So he says, I bought it from that kain. Omle leisril chadam rafun b'rei de Yeshua. Didn't you agree with what we just learned? Neshenirka kain messiah v'beis agronis. You're not, Yisrael is not allowed to buy Bechor meat from a Kayan, we just learned, because of the concern that we explained. Amalei lo sfir lan. I don't agree. The man, mezavnikum has been in law, I buy it from him, and there's no problem, I'm paying for it. Amalei lo sfir lechu, aren't you agreeable to the concept of Kayan, Messiah, Bebeis Agronis? Hadatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Bechoris, that nowadays, the Bechor is not brought on the Mizbeach. So you have to wait for the Bechor to become a Balmum. So we learned the Mesech the Bechoris. At Kam Yisrael Chayv on top of the Bechor. How long must the Yisrael hold on to the Bechor and not saddle the coin with it? So the Mishnah said, B'dakta Shloishim Yoyim U'Begasa Chamishim Yoyim. So the Mishnah said, V'm Omeloi Tenei B'toich Zmanoi. What happens if the coin says, you know what, I'll do you a favor. You're stuck, you have to take care of this animal, you can do nothing with it. I'll take it off your hands earlier, but I get to keep it, because I'm a kohen. So the Mishnah says, not permissible. And Rav Sheshes explained that Mishnah, my Tama, why? The kohen, everybody should be happy with this arrangement, because Shinir Kohen Messiah Beis Agreenus. So we see that there is such a concept in Halacha. Why are you not agreeable to that concept, he asks him. Amalei, Hasam Machos Milsa. The coin comes and takes it off my hands. He's doing me a great favor. Nothing's going for free. I'm paying for it. If I'm paying for it, there's no kind of Messiah Beis Agronis. Losh Nachar. Amalei Hochla Yav Dami. Same point. In that Mishnah, no money is being given. So there's a concern of Kayim Sayyid Abbas Agronis. Hocha Yav Dami. Here he's paying for the Bechor. I, as I said earlier, my Amrit, what is our concern? Moizel Kayim Gabay? That the Kayim is going to charge me to Yisrael less for this Bechor. Because the Sover Kayim, because the Kayim is going to have a calculation. The Kehavle Bechor Achrina. That when he has another Bechor, Yav Anili, he'll choose me. I'm a good partner. I'm a nice guy to him. Says the Gemara, nobody makes that consideration. What you could buy cucumbers. You could buy them small, but they're deliverable. Or you could buy them large, and you're going to wait. It's better to take the small ones. In Yiddish, they say, "Vas a zicher is zicher." Here too, you could get your money now. The coin's going to make a calculation. The coin's going to make a calculation. I'm going to give it to him cheap, so that eventually I'll get from him his bechor. Vas a zicher is zicher. Let me get my money. So it's a very interesting discussion amongst a lot of Rishonim and Achrayim. Do we say this concept by Pidyon HaBen? Why? Do we say that a Kayin, and the question is really on two levels. One level is, the first question is a very common question. Most people don't have coins for Pidyon HaBen. What happens very commonly is that the Kayin has coins, and the Yisrael buys the coins from the Kayin, and they do some sort of kinyan, but it's sort of a fictitious kinyan. Is that a concern of Kayin HaMasayi Beis Agronis? So the Chazanish I saw and the Chibin Rav I saw said you can't compare Pinyon HaBen, you can't compare Pinyon HaBen to the case of Bechor. Because Bechor, Behema, or Teruma, have an inherent Kedusha. A Pinyon HaBen doesn't have an inherent Kedusha, and therefore there's no concern of Kayin HaMasayi Beis Agronis. Where is it more relevant? Because a lot of Kahanim, and there's a halachic basis for this, have the minig that they give the Yisrael back as the coins. Really, let's say a simple situation. The Yisrael has coins, he gives it to the Kohen, and after the Pinyon HaBen, he gives it back. So doesn't it look like Kohen HaMasayi Beis Agronis? I'm going to choose you to be my Kohen, because you, I know, give back the coins. He doesn't give back the coins. So why isn't that Kohen HaMasayi Beis Agronis? And there are Paiskim that say that the Kohen for that reason shouldn't. Many Paiskim say the Kohen should, because no Kohen can be certain that he's a Kohen, so it's not money that he deserves. I Kohen HaMasayi Beis Agronis. There isn't by Pinyon HaBen, because there's no inherent Kedusha in Pinyon HaBen, unlike Bechor and Truma that have an inherent Kedusha. And the Tver Shloima says a Chassidus Shavart to bring out this point. The Pasuk begins in Parshas Truma, V'yichuli Truma. Why does the Pasuk say V'yichu? The Pasuk should have said V'yitnuli Truma. Klai so donated. The Pasuk is focused on the receivers, not on the givers, not on the donors. Says the Tver Shloima, because the way it works with the mitzvah of giving money to the Hekdesh, it's a joint effort. It's the effort of the donor, and it's an effort of the one that received it. Says the Tver Shloima, the same by Pidyon HaBen. It's not just the mitzvah of the Yisrael, it's the mitzvah of the Kohen and the Yisrael. When do I say Kohen HaMasayi Beis Agronis? When it's only the mitzvah of the one giving the truma. Only the mitzvah of one giving the Bechor Be'ema. Pidyon HaBen is a whole sort of different mitzvah. It's a combined effort of the Yisrael and the Kohen, and therefore Pidyon HaBen is treated differently.